Lot of Vibes! Welcome back to another episode of the Hoop Genius Podcast, brought to you by NBA 2K25. It's myself, Mo Moonsi, alongside me as always, the one and only three-time NBA champion, Mr. BJ Armstrong. How was your Thanksgiving, sir?
Only terrific, Mo. Terrific.
What was the mac and cheese saying, B? What's the mac and cheese saying in your house?
It was just calling my name. It's... Shout out to all the people, in particular in my house, my wife. Wow, the food was just simply amazing. With family, friends, it was incredible. So, have a lot to be thankful for, Mo. And thankful for you, our audience. And we get a chance to do what we love. And that's enough, so. What is amazing, amazing food. I wish you were here, Mo. You would have enjoyed the food. Right, lots of options, Mo.
Send the invite. I'll be there next year, B.
Okay.
I'll be there next year. Don't worry about that. Come on, man. If there's good food, you know, I've got to be there. But I'm thankful the NBA returns tonight. Last night felt kind of empty for me with no basketball on.
Lots of basketball here. Lots of college basketball.
Yeah, I don't really get that over here. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to find a weird streaming website to find a college game. And I was like, one night off without watching basketball. But we move. It's back tonight. Well, it's back this afternoon. Very soon, the Knicks are going to be starting off against the Hornets. So I thought we'll just run around the association in the NBA Cup.
Okay.
And have a little chat about some of the teams that catch our attention, because it is NBA Cup night, and we can look at some of the NBA Cup standings. And we're starting off with the Knicks, who are currently second in their group, or they're tied first with the Magic, but the Magic have a better point differential. They're facing the Hornets, who are 0-2 in Cup play, on the road in Charlotte. I'm expecting a big win for the Knicks here.
I'm going to ask who's available.
Oh, we're back. I'm not thankful for the injury report. Precious Chua, Kevin McCullough Jr., and Mitchell Robinson are all out. Oh, wow. LaMelo Ball, Miles Bridges, Daquan Jeffries, Trey Mann, all out. Nick Richards, Jared Roden, Mark Williams, and Grant Williams out for the season. But yeah, basically no one for the Hornets is there.
Yeah, what happened to Grant? I saw it.
ACL.
Oh.
I should tell him get well soon. Let me do that.
Oh, man. Yes, please get well soon. I saw that play, and I had the volume down. And I didn't.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. On that play.
Yeah. So he's out for the season, which is tough. But I expect the Knicks to go in there and do what they do.
Yes. With that injury report, yes.
They need a 20-point win to even match Orlando's point differential. They need to win by 23 tonight and hope that the Magic lose their game, which we'll talk about in a sec. But the next game is the Cavs and the Hawks. A little rematch from a surprise win for Atlanta the other day. I'm expecting the Cavs to bounce back in a big way here. Because not only do you kind of take it personally when a team beats you that you don't feel should have beaten you, but also because the Hawks are 2-1 in the NBA Cup and the Cavs are 1-1 in the NBA Cup. So they're currently fourth in their group. So I'm expecting the Cavs win here. What do you think?
I have every reason to believe that the Cavs should win. However, you know, the Atlanta Hawks, they went in and beat them at home, correct? Mm-hmm. They beat them
at
home.
And now they're back in the A.
Yes. So, but I'm going to say the Cavs.
Yeah, Trae Young game time decision. So I'm rocking with Cleveland there. The Pelicans and the Grizzlies. Who you got?
Who's available?
Well, my favorite part of the show. You ready? The Pelicans injury report. Jose Alvarado, Jamal Cain, Jordan Hawkins, Herbert Jones, and Zion Williamson all out. Trey Murphy and Brandon Ingram game time decisions. Zach Edey, Gigi Jackson, and Vince Williams all out. And Ja Morant is a game time decision.
Based on that, I'm going to say the Grizzlies. Deontay Murray's playing, huh?
Yeah, apparently so.
Okay.
I'm still picking the Grizzlies because, as good as Dejounte Murray is, he's going up against Marcus Smart, who I don't know if you saw what he did in just 20 minutes of action the other night.
Yeah, he played very well.
I feel like the NBA world has almost forgotten about Marcus Smart. He had 25 points off 7 threes, 5 assists, 3 steals, 8 of 12 from the field in just 20 minutes. You're going to respect Marcus Smart, even though he's been a bit quiet with injuries.
Well, is he still your favorite player?
He will always be my favorite player.
Okay,
until he
I just
retires.
Wanted to make sure. Okay, just wanted to make sure.
My favorite player before was Kevin Garnett, and then it became Marcus Smart because I just love
okay.
people that can play defense. So,
Okay.
do you know what I mean? The Clippers and the Timberwolves. This is a very interesting matchup for me because the Timberwolves are in some sort of disarray right now. They're 1-2 in the NBA Cup. The Clippers are 1-1 in the NBA Cup. And if things don't turn around soon for the Wolves, it's going to get real, real sticky.
Interesting, but I'm going to go with the Wolves.
The four-game losing streak ends here.
Well, I'm going to tell you what. I want to give a shout-out to the Clippers because the Clippers are just playing terrific basketball. They really are. But I'm going to go with the Timberwolves.
I think they have to end the losing streak here. You know, they all had a day off for Thanksgiving, reassess some things and whatnot. So we'll go with the Timberwolves. The Magic and the Nets. This is a tough one to call because, you know, both of these teams, especially when Paolo went down, people didn't expect the Magic to keep winning the way that they're winning. They're on a four-game win streak right now, 9-1 over the last 10. But the Nets have won their last three and they're 500 over the last 10 games. So the Nets are at home. I'm not too sure how to call this one, if I'm being honest.
I'm going to call the Magic. I'm going to call the Magic. And here's my reason why. When you have a game, I'm going to call these one of these are Mo's games. The Nets have a game now to play with. They came out on the road and they beat Sacramento, if I remember correctly. They beat the Warriors and then they beat Phoenix. Then they traveled Thanksgiving and then they have a game tonight. So I think this is a scheduling game that they just have to say, you know what? Just give me what you got, and whatever you have is great, and then we'll get back to it.
It's the first night of a doubleheader because on Sunday they play the Magic as well. Again,
yeah. So I'm gonna say the Magic. This is part of the schedule, so I'm gonna say the Magic and the Magic big here.
Okay. Well, over in group number C, the Bulls are at the top of that group, 2-1, as are the Celtics. But the Bulls have a 1-point lead in the point differential. So the Celtics need to pick up a win here if they want to win this group. And they need to win big on the road in Chicago. It's not too far of a distance to travel after Thanksgiving. I'm picking Boston.
Celtics, I agree with that.
Yeah. They've been on fire, as you would expect, winning their last six games, 8-2 over the last 10. So I'm expecting my C's to pick up the win there. But the Raptors and the Heat go up against each other. Picking Miami for this one. At home.
I'm rolling with you with that one.
They're on 500. The Raptors are now 1-10 on the road. I'm picking Miami. Just, you know, why not? Why not? Why not? The Pistons, your Pistons, travel to Indiana to take on the Pacers.
Who's available?
Pacers have won their last three games. Kay Cunningham, game time decision. Tobias Harris, game time decision. Isaiah Jackson, obviously out for the season. Nembhard, Nesmith, and Shepherd are all out. And Wiseman is also out for the season.
Oh, well. Is Nembhard out? He's out?
Yeah.
What's his injury?
He's been out for the last few games. He is... Let me find it. Let me get it correct. He has a knee injury that has got him out for this one, which is a shame because he was really poised to have, you know, a kind of breakout season, especially after what he did in the playoffs last year. You picking Detroit or you picking the Pacers?
Yeah. So Tobias is out, Cade is out, and who else is out?
No, they're game time decisions.
Oh, okay.
Welcome to the injury show, sponsored by no one.
Yeah.
I'm picking Indiana, by the way.
And who was the third person you said for the Pistons? Clintman?
Yeah, Bobby Klimtman is out. But I don't think that's too big of a loss. The projected starting lineup is Cade, Jaden Ivey, Tim Hardaway Jr., Tobias Harris, and Jalen Duren. So it's probable that those two guys play. Basically, Haliburton, Mathurin, who's been great this season, Quentin Jackson, Turner, and Siakam.
Yeah, I'm gonna pick the I'm gonna pick the Pacers.
Oh, it's not often you pick against the Pistons.
I want to pick Pistons, but I need Cade. I need Cade, and I need Tobias. I mean, you're taking about 40% out of your starting lineup right there.
The Kings, yet to pick up a win in the NBA Cup, go to Portland to take on the Trailblazers tonight. Sacramento have struggled somewhat of late, 4-6 over the last 10. They sit at 11th in the Western Conference. I think that they need to pick up a win here against the Portland Trailblazers.
I agree with you with the need. I agree with that. However, I think
Klingon
I'm
is
gonna pick the
out.
tr I'll cling oh when Klingham is out, I get a little nervous. And
Klingon is out.
Ayton. Is
Jeremy
Ayton
Grant
out?
is a game time decision. Chris Murray is a game time decision. Tybo is out, and the Time Lord Rob Williams is a game time decision.
Is Ayton out too?
No, he's not out, but DeRozan and Trey Lyles are out for the Kings.
I don't even know. I don't even know what to say anymore. Okay. I don't even. Right, I'm gonna go with the
What we
Trailblazers.
should do is instead of just having the NBA schedule, they should just have pickup games and whoever's available will just turn up and play.
Yeah, I'm going to Trailblazers.
You picking the Blazers, I'll pick the Kings to make it interesting. Because the record is currently 20-6 in my favor. Then the final game of the night is the Thunder in LA to take on the Los Angeles Lakers.
Yeah.
Anthony Davis is a game time decision, for what it's worth.
OKC.
I'm picking OKC. There's not many matchups this year that I would pick against OKC. Yeah. Yeah, that's the NBA Cup games for tonight. BJ, do you feel the added excitement of the NBA Cup games being tonight, or is it just another night in the regular season?
Again, I'm going to say this again. I didn't know what to expect last year. It's been interesting to see the response this year. Because last year, it just kind of, I wanted to see what it was. I had no idea. But unfortunately, Mo, that's what it appears to be. Now, I haven't heard any players talking about it in the sense of, oh man, I got a cup game. Or you know what I mean? I haven't heard anyone put any extra, but the way the coaches are coaching, you can see that the coaching wants to win.
Well, it's interesting because,
But we'll see. I'll see how I say this. I'm gonna see once the teams get to Vegas.
this is what I was going to say is in cup games over here in football, in like the FA Cup or the League Cup or whatever, the early rounds, teams often use that as a chance to give their young players some minutes, try different, and they don't go with kind of their strongest lineups until you get to the quarterfinal, semi-final stage where you need to win those games. And it's interesting that no teams in the NBA have kind of adopted, well, you know what, for the NBA Cup games, let's try put these couple of rookies in our starting lineup and see how that works.
That's interesting. I mean, I think it's gonna eventually catch on, but I think last year it was just more intrigue. Like, what is this? Like, I can remember, my wife watched, she's walked by the television, she goes, "What's going on?" It was just it was just the that was a big visual. I haven't heard that or seen that this year.
The courts are the courts are kind of ugly this year. So, do you know what we didn't get a chance to talk about on the show? I don't think it was the new All-Star format. Did we talk about that on the show?
I don't think we have.
What do you think about that? So they're now doing Instead of two all-star teams, it's what, three all-star teams plus the winner of the rookie and sophomore, whatever they're doing with them on Saturday night. And then it's going to be two semifinals and a final, first to 21. What do you think about that, BJ?
You know, I'm just going to say this, and then I'm going to leave it alone, because I'm not trying to be the old guy on the lawn, you know, get off my lawn type.
At this point, we are both the old guy on the lawn already, because
you know, I will say this. Let's just find 24 players who understand the responsibility of what All-Star Weekend is about. Mm-hmm. Now, I know there's a lot of media and promotion and all those things, and that garnishes a lot of attention, as it should. But there's a business here that we are participating in. And just let's just find the 24 players who understand the responsibility of what All-Star Weekend means.
Mm-hmm.
Play, and then let's move on. I feel like the league is trying to create a reason to play.
Yeah.
like
I think the logic is, if it's just a game up to 21, then the players will play harder rather than playing a 48-minute game. I think that's their logic.
Mo, I have a responsibility here. Like, Mo, I am being acknowledged to participate in a billion-dollar business.
Mm.
I don't understand.
Do you know the thing I think that, you know, because I interview a lot of guys in the NBA, mm-hmm. and former mm-hmm. players as well. The one thing that former players talk about a lot when I speak to them is that they did a lot of things with the viewpoint in mind to better the game for the future generations of players that would come after them. Whereas it feels to me that the current group of players just care about themselves and aren't really, you know, because when I talk to guys who played in the 90s, for example, they talked about they wanted to go and do all of these exhibition games around the world because they wanted to grow the NBA and make the fan base bigger across the world. They wanted to show up to All-Star Weekend and play as hard as they could because they knew some people would only ever watch All-Star Weekend. It might be their chance to turn them into a basketball fan. Whereas now, there are certain players who, not that they say it, but their actions speak volumes in terms of growing the game for future generations, and it's just not being that. Not all of them, but some of them. But I'm not going to name names because I'm trying to be nicer on this show.
Well, you know, I always try to look at it and try to understand. I will say this. The players today, you know, there's the basketball business and then there's the business of basketball. What's our responsibility here? What's our responsibility? Our responsibility is very simple to me. Leave the game better than you found it. Just leave it better than you found it. You know, we are going to retire at some point. You know, when I looked at Oscar Robertson and Earl of Pearl Monroe and all of those guys, I tried to the best of my ability to understand their obstacles, right? The late Bill Russell, and try to leave the game better than I found it so that the next guy will have an opportunity to do the things that the previous generation didn't have an opportunity to do. Because of the age, because of the age of the players that are entering into today's game, somehow there's a lack of understanding what the previous generation did, and your responsibility was one of the current players. Now, if not playing in the game leaves the game better than you found it, so be it. I'm all for it. I'm not that guy who's trying to say, Mo, I want to move the game forward. However, how are we going to move the game forward if we don't take care of the game? As your generation would say, stand on business.
It's interesting because basketball is so popular and it generates so much money. However, other sports are becoming more and more popular, right? First of all, football is the biggest sport in the world, soccer, as you would call it. But things like Formula One and UFC and so on and so forth are all gaining in popularity. And the NBA is somewhat at risk of losing some market share because sports fans don't have unlimited time. Most people, they come home from work, they come home from college, come home from school, and they have a couple of hours spare in the evening. And if they choose to spend it watching basketball, it would be nice for them to watch their favorite players, and it would be even nicer to see those players actually competing. But if it continues at this rate, and our comment section on social media is inundated with fans saying that they're not enchanted with the game in the way that they used to be, then those fans might go and start watching UFC and the Ultimate Fighter. They might go and start watching Formula One. They might go and start watching tennis or whatever it might be. And that is a very dangerous place to be because, as a player, you're like a caretaker of the game for the future. And it seems like the game is not being taken care of. And this is how you know I'm old, because I'm having these rants now, even though BJ wants to be nice and not say it.
Yeah, well, I'm not trying to bash these guys. I'm not. I'm not like, oh man. But there is a responsibility here. Like I will say this. And then I'm gonna As we move the game forward, as the players move forward, one of the things that I always try to ask myself is the following question: what would a great leader do? And that's why it's important to lead. And whatever a great leader would do, then I think that's what they should do at All-Star Weekend. Because it's obvious to me what should be done. It's obvious what should be done if you take the responsibility of leadership. What would a great leader do if faced with this problem? And whatever that is, then that's what this generation should do. It's because at some point they have to have responsibility because there's going to be young people coming after them, believe it or not. And whatever you want the next generation to say about your generation, then that's what you should do. Because clearly to me, it's obvious. It's just so obvious. Because I'm rooting for them, as you know, Mo. I'm rooting for the game. I'm rooting for however they want to play. I may not understand it, but I'm rooting for it. But it's hard to root for when you don't do the first rule, which is show up. And it appears to be, that's what's happening now. No one wants to play for whatever the reason may be. So that's my question for today. What would a great leader do if faced with this problem?
Well,
And so be it.
it is what it is, B. But it is another week of the Hoop Genius podcast. We appreciate you guys for tuning in. And we'll be back on Tuesday. There will be no show on Monday.
There will be no show
There
on
will
Monday.
be there will be no show on Monday. So
Okay.
we'll be back on Tuesday. And we'll see if Mr. Perry can join us as well. And we'll recap everything that happens over the weekend, as I'm sure there will be a lot to talk about. BJ, you got any cool
Yes.
plans for the weekend?
No, I have nothing. We got an extended weekend with the holiday, so I'm just looking forward to kind of gearing down before. December. December is right around the corner. So I'm just kind of hanging out with family. Got some good food here, Mo. I got to eat a little bit for you. And yeah, that's it. Just kind of hanging out today.
Hey, man, that's what it's about. That's what it's about. Well, I hope you guys listening have some more exciting plans for your weekends, and have a great one. And we'll catch you next time. Get buckets.